We're gonna go.
When Chris asked me to speak about the humanities and how they make a difference in our community, I first thought, well, what are the humanities? How will people understand what the humanities mean? And the humanities are study outside of professional or technical training. So studies such as history, philosophy, music, literature, religion, and the arts. I received my BA from St. Mary's College, Notre Dame. And when I told my dad that I wanted to major in social work and government, his response was, but what are you going to be? College is expensive, and when you graduate, you have to be able to be something, like an accountant. I told him that a degree in the humanities would help me learn how to think creatively and critically, to reason and ask questions and communicate well. Dad was a very successful business owner who did not have the opportunity to go to college. Thus, he did not have firsthand experience of a liberal arts education. So initially, my explanation about what I would become went over like a lead balloon. I did not dare tell him that the humanities focuses on the pursuit of the good, the true, and the beautiful. This would be far too nebulous and would not relate to how I would make a living. Eventually, I was able to persuade him that a liberal arts education, I would have marketable skills and would find a job where I could make a contribution and flourish. Later, Dad understood the value of my degree when he saw me succeed as an administrator at Wittenberg University and when he later became an elected public servant. While at Wittenberg, I served as the Associate Vice President for Human Resources and Special Assistant to the President. As part of our hiring process, we sought people who understood complex problems, people who could communicate clearly, who thought critically and creatively, and showed the ability to adapt rapidly to changing circumstances. Today, these skills have never been in more demand from employers. And in all industries, any industry, you will find competent leaders with a degree in the humanities who are advancing organizations in large part because of their ability to think critically and effectively communicate at all levels. Communicating effectively is a learned skill. When I was a young professional, I had two experiences that taught me how to communicate in a way for understanding while at the same time fostering relationships. My supervisor, Linda, asked to review one of the first memos, at that time they were done on a typewriter, one of the first memos that I was going to send to another administrator who I did not know very well. And the news I was sharing was not particularly good. But I wrote clear, cohesive sentences and I communicated the facts. I thought it was a well-written memo. But my supervisor said, well, how do you think this will make him feel? And I thought, well, I'm telling him the information. I guess he's probably not going to like it, but it nonetheless is the information. She showed me how to communicate it in a way that would help him maybe not like it any better, but feel like he was treated with respect and understanding. Today, I would not send him a memo. I would call him or I would go to his office and talk to him. But at 25, memo was the way to go. But I learned from Linda. Later, we were leading total quality management at Wittenberg, and a professor by the name of Carol read something that I had written to the entire community. She virtually tore it to shreds. I would say 80% of what I had written, she wanted to change. She was right. It helped me understand how to communicate better to the community at large. Again, I was young. I don't think I was even 30, and I was communicating information. And I was doing it, as Linda had taught me to do, in a way that was respectful and understanding of feelings. Nonetheless, it was still too formal. I wasn't communicating in a way that fostered community, that helped develop relationship. It was humbling. It was not an easy lesson to learn, but it was so valuable, and I will always be grateful to Carol for that. Later, a group of fellow administrators and I participated in a training by Dr. Stephen Covey. The training was based on one of his books, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Habit 5 has become a core value to me and a principle that I intentionally work to follow. Habit 5 is seek first to understand, then to be understood. Seeking first to understand, then to be understood, involves a deep shift in your thinking. We typically seek first to be understood. Instead, most people listen to the reply. They're either speaking or preparing to speak. Habit 5 directly relates to the lessons I learned from Linda and Carol about how to communicate in a way for understanding while fostering relationship. Empathetic listening is listening with the intent to understand. Empathetic listening is powerful because it gives you accurate data to work with. It takes time. It takes more time than it would be to communicate directly, without thought for how the listener will receive the message. But it nowhere near takes the time that it would take to back up and correct misunderstandings when you are already miles down the road, or to try and mend relationships. Habit 5 is so important that Dr. Covey is quoted as saying, "If I were to summarize in one sentence the single most important principle I have learned in the field of interpersonal relations, it would be this: seek first to understand, then to be understood." One last Wittenberg story. Each year, President Baird Tipson spoke with new staff hires to help them better understand the university's mission and culture. He would talk about the complexity of the human experience, an experience that we all share. And he said that the humanities help us understand and interpret the human experience as individuals and societies. Dr. Tipson spoke about the value of a liberal arts education and the opportunity Wittenberg provides young people to explore what it means to live a life of purpose, virtue, and fulfillment. Marian Wright Edelman, author of The Measure of Our Success, a book that I like very much, wrote that education is for improving the lives of others and for leaving your community and world better than you found it. Well, how do we do that? Many, including myself, would argue that while technology has brought many advances and tremendous value to our world, it has also created barriers to communication. I guess that kind of goes back to my point about memo. Memo, even though it was on a typewriter, it's not the same as face-to-face communication. Ironically, social media platforms, video chats, conference calls, and text messaging promise us unprecedented connection, and yet we're growing more isolated. Technological progress has diminished the tangible just when we need it most. To live a life of purpose, to improve the lives of others, and leave our community and world better than we found it requires face-to-face contact. The humanities improve our communities in a variety of tangible ways. Let's talk about the humanities in Clark County. Our public art has grown throughout downtown. It's beautiful. It brings people together. It creates a sense of place. It creates ties of history, of where our community has come from, like the mural of the roses. Our art museum. We recently had a series of community conversations about Black history. 100 people on a Saturday afternoon gathered 4 weekends in a row to talk about the paintings that were there. The dialogue, that kind of dialogue, leads to better understanding of different perspectives and experiences. It was valuable. It was very valuable. Music brings us together. Just last weekend, I think, we had this wonderful jazz fest. Thousands and thousands of people came to downtown Springfield, bringing people together for a cultural experience that again can lead to a better understanding of experiences that are different from our own. The simple gathering of people of all ages, backgrounds, and experiences fosters community. This all leads to economic development. It leads to growth and prosperity. New businesses, when they come to town, they care about our parks. They care about our downtown. They care that we have an art museum. They want to have a business where it's easy for them to recruit employees, because they want their employees to be someplace where they can live in community, where they can raise their families, where they want to be. Can we stop for a minute?